Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Okay. It feels like it's been a while since we've talked about diabetes. You've picked a good article this week from the journal Diabetes Care. I'll give the citation in a minute, just to remind listeners that the tight glycemic control and the benefits on microvascular and cardiovascular disease and diabetes was pretty clearly established in the DCCT trial for type 1 diabetes. The role of glycemic control on microvascular disease and type 2 diabetes was documented in the UK, at least in the UK PDS studies. Its role in reducing cardiovascular risk has not been quite so clearly established for type 2 diabetes. So improving glycemic control in type 2 diabetes does seem to improve microvascular outcomes, but what about patient-oriented outcomes, things like stroke and death? This article that Mark chose asked the question, does metformin affect cardiovascular events in patients with type 2 diabetes? Again, Diabetes Control, 2013, volume 36, and it begins on page 1304. Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this had the somewhat unfortunate acronym, this trial, the SPRED DIMCAD investigators. I'm not sure what DIMCAD means, maybe diabetes coronary disease. Anyway, the SPRED DIMCAD trial. It's a Chinese study, and they identified patients with type 2 diabetes and coronary artery disease, so fairly high-risk group, and they followed them for a median of 5 years. They were typical sort of middle-aged diabetic heart disease patients, mean age 63 years, 77% men, all obviously Chinese. They stopped their current treatment, including insulin, in about 10% of them, and then they randomized them to get either glipizide 30 milligrams daily or metformin 1500 milligrams daily in divided doses, and then they were able to add additional treatments as needed with a target glycated hemoglobin of 7%. About a quarter in each group ended up getting insulin in addition to the study drug, and they looked at cardiovascular events, which was defined as death, non-fatal stroke, or needing revascularization. And they found that one of these events happened in 35% who got glipizide and only 25% in those getting metformin. So pretty big difference, 10% absolute difference, number needed to treat of around 10 for 5 years. The death rate by itself as an outcome wasn't different between the two groups. Only 300 patients, fairly small study. But it was mainly the revascularization and non-fatal stroke where you saw the benefit. The author of the poem, Dr. Alan Shaughnessy, recalls a study from 1970 where the sulfonylurea drugs had been shown to increase cardiovascular event risk. So I guess it leaves us with the question, you know, here the bottom line is we saw in this study, metformin reduced the likelihood of death, stroke, or revascularization compared with glipizide as an initial drug. Is it that glipizide made things worse, metformin made things better, or maybe a little of both?
Interesting.
Certainly, again, reinforces this idea that metformin should be our initial go-to drug for type 2 diabetes.
Right. I think I've just figured out what DIMCAD stands for. It must be the SPRED DIMCAD. I think DIMCAD is Chinese for how can we sell more metformin.
It wasn't the dim sum study, it was DIMCAD.
Exactly. Mark, thanks. An interesting study. It raises some interesting issues. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.